I have all sorts of materials that you know, I have speech materials and research stuff that I collected. The Talbot Smith papers, incidentally, the historical collections is now part of the Bentley Historical Library.
Is there a Bentley and a Burton, two different ones?
I don't think so. Yeah, and his papers will be closed until the death of the last surviving member of the court on which he served. That is to say, George Edwards and John Volcker, Gene now having died. I didn't think that it would be prudent to select those papers see the light of day until then.
Let me say this. I would like to ask you if you would consider, that when you have more time, to riffle through some of these things that you have and give me, if you feel that you're able to do it, some of the kind of statistical material that wouldn't compromise any of the viewer, that you feel, that you feel free to associate with your
here's a...
I turned it off thinking that you were going to be a while looking at this.
I asked Hal White to bring together for me a chronology of the court's membership, showing who replaced whom when and for how long they served. And he prepared a list showing succession of justices to the Michigan Supreme Court. For example, I succeeded John Volcker. John Volcker replaced Emerson Boyles. Boyles replaced William Potter. Potter replaced John Byrd.
Oh, he goes way back. How far back?
1910.
Oh, I see.
And
that was when the court went to 8 members, was it? In
yes.
1918.
Yeah. Now, that you might find of some interest. Here is some material that I think Maurice Kerman prepared. I'm almost certain of it, showing a statistical analysis of the court's work.
Anything that you feel that you wouldn't regret giving to me, I would,
yeah.
Please, if you can.
Sure. Here's all right. Gene Black wrote more opinions than any of us. He had 370 opinions during the years 1960 through 1967. I didn't complete 1968's calculation. He had 370. I had 337. The next highest was John Deffner's with 238. That surprises me.
Show last night. Here he is again, Randy Travis on W4 Country at 106.7 FM.
and Harry Kelly with 224, and that surprises me. But this is an analysis that, you know, might be of some interest to you.
Well, I think that I'm just trying to project what might be proper analytical material for somebody. Someday there's going to be, I assume, a good history of the Michigan Supreme Court. And the history will be written, a certain portion of it.
Well, I... yes, here's some material from Maurice Kelman. Alright, why don't I do this? This is the statistical material.
And this is from Maurice Kelman?
Yeah. I'll give you a copy of his letter which accompanied it, and it explains the methodology.